Hello everyone, I'm Kelsey Maddish. I'm a 15-year-old that lives in Alberta, and this is my first episode of my podcast. Today I'm going to be answering my questions just with myself, so you could kind of get a look at what these other episodes will look like with other people. So, I'm, like I said earlier, Kelsey Maddish. I kind of have a long story, but I was, started coming to church like 5 months ago, and I couldn't be more grateful. You know, I met a lot of my best friends here. I'm really glad I've met, like, my pastors. Obviously, that I grew my relationship with God, like, all of that. Like, that is just, like, the most amazing thing. Because 5 months ago, or 6 months ago, I was in a dark place. Even last year. Last year, I almost committed suicide. And now, this year, I can't even think that that was me a year ago. Just me, how much I've changed in a year has really just surprised me, because I didn't think that could ever happen. You know, 15 years of my life I've been, you know, emotionally abused, manipulated, lied to, all the things. I used to do a lot of bad stuff, not just to me but to others. And but now, like, I got baptized, I'm a different person. Like, it's amazing to me what God can do in your life in just 5 months, like that. Boom. So, like I said, God has been in my life for 5 months, and I got to know him through a friend. And it was through school, and I wasn't even supposed to be I wasn't even supposed to meet her, my friend, because she, so I went to a program in grade 9, and I wasn't even supposed to be in that one, because I applied on the last day that the registration was open. Like, I wasn't even interested, but I just decided to do it. Something was telling me. And then, after that, that program closed down. And since I was in that program, we got a higher chance of going into the program I was in for grade 10. And that's where I met her. And she was just like, and she brought me to a first Wednesday 5 months ago. And I just loved it. There was nothing pulling me away from it. It was just like, I got there, and I was set on it. I knew I wasn't gonna leave. And that's how I, like, got to know. I remember there was a youth rally, and that's when I gave my life to Jesus. And then, I would say a month after that, I got baptized. And now I'm, like, the first, like, one of the first people at church, and one of the last people at church. Like, it's crazy to me. But I don't think you could pull church away from me if you tried. I think what God wants me to do is just help people come closer to him. I'm trying to motivate people. I have, like, 2 people I'm motivating right now, or 3 people I'm motivating to come to church. One of them I brought to church, and he loves it. He cannot, like, he's told me he gets so excited just driving up to church, and that's what makes me happy, just seeing people get excited to come here, because I know that they can make the decision I made to change, and I know that someone who was in my worst could also be in my best, so I'm trying to help them, you know, I don't know how to put it, just come closer to God and the church and people and faith and all of that. I just love it how God can do anything in anyone's lives at any time. Like, I'm so glad he came in my life when he did, because I started feeling doubt, like, started feeling sad again, you know? How I was last, or in grade 9. But then, my friend invited me to church, and God took me out of her hands and put me into his hands, and I got carried through the church by the people. I love how, God, I love how he can do anything, anytime, anything. He could do anything to anyone at any time. I've seen so many people. Like, I went to an IF gathering. I went to IF gathering this year. And I just, this one girl, she was speaking, and she was telling us how they were in, oh, I forgot where they were, but they were like in this fountain shaped, and people were just baptizing people. Like, other college students were helping each other, and I just thought that was incredible. Because even though those college kids might not know what they did, God knows. And that's just amazing to me. I feel like spiritually, I've grown so much. Like, I didn't even know where my status was when I was with my spiritual connection with anything, but now I only have a spiritual connection with God, and that's it. And that's just amazing to me. I get to connect with people. Connecting people is my favorite thing to do. I love it. It's one thing that I cannot live without. My next question here is, which Bible character is most like you and why? And I think there's a lot I feel like I could connect to. But I think Philip, probably, because he encouraged others. And I feel like I encourage others. I feel like Matthew, too, because there's a lot I left behind, and then I'm still leaving behind to this day. Like, friendships is one of those things I can't leave behind, but I've lost contact with all the people that brought me in, that turned me into the person I was. And I don't want to come in contact with them unless I can change them. I want to help them change. Because I know what they're thinking, I know what they're doing, I know they know what they're doing, and I just want to help them just come closer to God. I want everyone to come closer to God. Everyone in my school. I have a goal for next year, just to have everyone, not everyone, no. If I have, like, a multiple friend groups, I want at least one person to just come to church for one day, 2 days, 3 days, a month, 2 months, 5 months, a year. You know, I want it to evolve. I want at least one person from my school next year just to evolve and start coming to church. if they're unchurched or not. But it's important. I'm a church. I love everything. I love how honest my pastor is. I love how Pastor Corey just shares everything, and he connects it. He doesn't know, but he connects it to me almost every time. No matter if it's in one sentence or the whole sermon, it connects to me every single time. And I love that. I also love how I get to sit in the front row next to my favorite people, you know? It's just so amazing to me. And then I love how we all just get to stand up and worship to Goodbye Yesterday. Goodbye Yesterday is so good. During this year, since I'm new to church, I joined the summer camp. And it was called VBS. And at the end of every day, we would sing and dance to Goodbye Yesterday. First day, no one really danced or sang too loudly. Second day, I could hear people starting to catch on to the dance. Third day, all the kids started singing and dancing. On day four, all the leaders and most of the kids were dancing. On day five, I couldn't see a person standing still. It was amazing. I remember on the last day of the last dance, there was this little girl, and she didn't want to leave my lap when we were sitting down. So I told her that she could go on my back during the song, and she did. And we just danced around with her. I just danced around with her on my back, and it was so sweet. Just connecting with all the kids during this VBS camp was so great. Because I never knew I could connect with kids like that, but now I'm connecting with them. That's another thing I never knew could happen, but anything can happen with God in my life. He made it so I could connect with the kids that felt left out or upset or didn't want to play. I connected with those kids, and I helped them, because I was in that situation. I know what it's like to be left out, or upset because you can't join, or something like that. So I would always go to the side, sit down with the kid, and connect with them. I would know their story, where they're from. They would always show me their little crafts. They were so cute. Like, it's amazing how kids can be so, connected with God. Because a lot of kids were very, a lot of them were from church. And a lot of them, I started talking about God. And teaching him what's right and wrong, and it was amazing. So I'm so glad. It's amazing. It still shocks me how he could connect anyone to anything. Like, that's the theme I've seen this episode. Anyone, anytime, any day, any time, any person, and anything. I think people is how I share God's love. God's love is something that can't be thrown in a box and stored in the attic. You have to share it. I have a friend right now, and he doesn't think God loves him because he did all these bad things. I did all the bad things. All the things he did, I did. And I'm telling him that he still loves you. He will love you. He will never stop loving you. He's starting to slowly come to church, and I love it. He's scared, but I'm trying to make sure that I share God's love and show him that there's nothing to be scared about, because he's just, God can provide anything, any miracle. Any miracle. Anything. God does everything on his own time. And that's the thing. He does. Not we. He. That's something I have had to learn. Is that he's in control. Not me. I definitely had some moments where I felt like I had to be in control. And I just learned, and I'm still learning, how to just give it all to him. Let all people's worries just be God's problems. It's a God problem, not a Kelsey problem. I have so many plans that for next year to bring people closer to God. I want to do all these things, but I also need to understand that God also wants to do things. Trying to make sure my number one goal is to bring them to prayer. You know, show them that God loves them. Maybe even I'll take them to prayer. I take them to prayer corner, and I'll just get prayer for them to learn how to understand that God loves them, or God is, you know, God is not a teenage boy in high school. He is not going to leave you. He's not going to judge you. He is going to help you. At my church, I love going there. There's no way I cannot go there. I cannot take a break. If I could go there every day, I would. I just love, I remember, I just keep going out to Arwen, and I always say, give me a job. Give me a job. Or I would go to my other friends and say, do you need help with this? Or anytime there's a time where I can volunteer, I'll be there. Any volunteering thing, you'll see me. Any time the church needs help, I'll be there. You cannot see me there. Easter, I was a busy girl. I remember there was only one service that I could sit in, but I didn't want to sit in because I wanted to help, but I knew it was an important message. But I remember I was even like doing different things in between services. So I would be camera like one service, and then in between that service and the next one, I would be the Easter Bunny or an inflatable. It's just, I feel like I'm like doing all these things, and then I look back and I still feel like I'm not doing enough. And then Pastor Beth will come up to me, or a bunch of other people will come up to me and say, "It's so great you're doing all this and this and this." And then I smile and say thank you, and I appreciate it so much more than I show. My church is awesome. I can't wait to go there on Friday for a youth event. Woo! See all my friends and bring my one friend that I'm bringing closer to God. Yeah. My church is Venue Church. I'm pretty sure we're on every social media platform. We're on Instagram and Facebook, I know for sure. And YouTube, that's where we post our sermons and all of that. But if you don't know me or any of the other people you're gonna see, you should definitely watch online the church or come to church. Say hi to me or any of my friends there. My name is Kelsey Maddish, and this was Testify Episode 1. Thanks for listening. Bye.